They move it to Miller. JT Miller with a slap pass.
DK Metcalf, he's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks.
Launches one. Deep left field and gone.
Curry slammed on the brakes. Oh my goodness, Curry.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Live for Sports. My name is Nathan. Joined, as always, by Mr. Joseph Augusti on this cold Wednesday night, I guess. So I don't know what the weather's over in the mainland like right now, but
it's cold. It's just like sky and cold. No cloud, no snow, some sun and cold. Like on my house, like, because as you know, Nathan, I live on a mountain. There's like half of, in the morning, in the afternoon, the sun only covers half of like the street, and then half of it is covered by shade. So one half of the street is like ice. And the other half, it could be like a June day. It's kind of funny.
I guess we're complaining about being cold when it's only like 1 degree Celsius.
Right now, it's three degrees Celsius where I am.
It's cold for us. It's fine. Like, it's like not that bad for anyone else in the winter.
Yeah, and I don't need snow in my life anymore.
No, I've been an advocate of this. I hate Vancouver Island and Metro Vancouver snow.
Is it bad on the island? I've only ever really been to Victoria.
It's like the same as lower mainland snow, just like wet, you know, it ices after like a night, basically. I just dislike it because it's not really real snow. It's good for like the couple hours that it does. And then once it hits nighttime, it freezes over and just icy and it sucks.
Yeah, that's no fun. And no more snow days. Can't hope for no school. I got to drive now every day. So, you know, don't give me any snow.
Yep. Well, we had our big trade, the JT Miller. Oh, no. Wait. Sorry. That didn't happen yet. No, Mikko Rantanen. That was a big trade Friday night.
Yeah.
Maybe the biggest in-season trade of all time, some would say. We'll get to that in a second here. Joseph wants to go on a Jim Rutherford rant about the Canucks, so we'll see how this goes. Then we're going to talk about Utah and their names because they're having some issues. Well, not really anymore, but we'll see.
They're not going to have an issue if they choose one name. If they choose one of the other two names, then we're going to have an issue.
Okay, fair enough. Joseph wants to talk about Ottawa and the Quebec City Nordiques slightly. There was an issue this week. I don't really have much to say on it. In the NFL, we're going to go over the championship games. Joseph was wrong as always. I'm right as always. Yeah. No surprise. Go over the coaching hires of Liam Cohen, Pete Carroll, and Brian Schottenheimer. He was my ex-OC. I better be able to say his name. In the MLB, Pete Alonso, no updates, but we'll talk about him a little bit. Jerkson Profar signed. Ryan Pressly was traded. There was also Estevez signed a couple hours ago. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, Carlos Estevez. Want to know a fun fact?
Okay.
You know the actor Charlie Sheen?
Yes.
His real name is Carlos Estevez.
Huh, ironic.
Yeah, because his brother's Emilio Estevez. Charlie Sheen is just a stage name.
And then in the NBA, we're going to talk about the ongoing Jimmy Butler situation again, because he's suspended again by the team. And then De'Aaron Fox sounds like he could be getting moved come trade deadline time, which is next week, next Thursday. Think about it.
Wow. Yeah. We're already there.
Uh-huh. And I also want to go on a bit of a rant about how the dunk contest and the Rising Stars suck, because they do.
Yeah. No, well, we'll get there.
Yeah. Anyways, Joseph, Mikko Rantanen trade. I will pull up the details quick, but it was Mikko Rantanen half retained to Carolina, along with Taylor Hall and a
third.
Was it a third round? No, the third went to Chicago.
Okay.
The third went to Chicago.
Right. Fucking idiots.
And then back to Colorado was Martin Nečas, Jack Drury, a 2025 second and a 2026 fourth.
Okay.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Draft picks don't mean too much in this trade. This is all about the players. Quickly, I'll go over Chicago. You morons. I mean, you just got Taylor Hall. I know he's not what he used to be. He's not close to what he used to be. But he's got to be worth more than a third round pick. I know it's their own third round pick and it's going to be a high third, so it might as well be a late second. But Chicago, that team's pretty bad. They're going to have to find some proper reinforcements for Bedard eventually. I mean, Lev Shunov, I was talking about this with one of our pals the other day. His AHL stats are pretty lousy.
Who
I know
is this?
it's
Just out of curiosity.
Artem Levshunov, the second
No,
overall pick.
Like, who are you talking about it with?
Oh, Lachlan.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So, because yeah, that was a week ago. But yeah, Levshunov, he's got like 7 points in 30 games, and he's a minus player in Rockford. Didn't pick Demidov. They don't really have any good forward prospects waiting because Nazar has been promoted. I mean, Oliver Moore, but he's more of a center. So another L for Chicago in their failed rebuild. They're reminding me a lot of the early McDavid Oilers, where they would just make mistake after mistake after mistake and not really have any proper support for their player. But on to the big fish. I think people underestimate how good Mikko Rantanen is because he plays in Colorado and he's got Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar on his team. He's legitimately like a top 5 to 7 winger in the NHL, if not higher. He's incredibly, incredibly good. He's a total superstar. He's a Stanley Cup champion. He's a bulldozer. He scores. He can hit. He can pass. He can do everything.
But play
And
defense.
who cares?
Yeah.
When you're that good, who cares?
Yeah.
Right? Like,
Yeah.
and they're going to Carolina where they have good enough structure to where it shouldn't matter that much. I like what Carolina does. Every year at the deadline, they go out and they get their guy. Doesn't matter the cost. They re-sign him sometimes. Sometimes they don't. Like last year, they got Jake Guentzel, who was the number one fish at the trade deadline. They didn't re-sign him. Oh, well. The problem with Carolina in the playoffs, they win their few rounds and then teams figure them out. They figure out their system. They figure out their kind of dump and chase, low or high volume, but low quality of shots. And they've been figured out a little bit the past few years. Mikko Rantanen solves that because he immediately becomes their best player, not just best forward, not just best winger. He is their best player now. And he's a superstar. And Jack Drury is gone, as is
Niches.
Martin Nakis. Now, Nakis is really good too. He started this season incredibly hot, but he's cooled off, I think, in the last month or two. And there's always been contract stuff with him and Tom Dundon, the owner. There's a misconception about Tom Dundon that he's cheap. He's not cheap. He just has a set price he'll pay for everybody that he thinks is market value, and he doesn't budge from it. And usually it's the correct value. It's just sometimes that pisses people off. But Nate just going back the other way. That's your Rantanen replacement. He's over a point per game this year. He's still young. I think he's an RFA after this season. Maybe he's got one more year.
Next year.
Yep. So, they can re-sign him. They have to sign Makar again in a few years. So that's important.
Actually, he's not restricted next year. He's UFA next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, they'll have to pay him if they want to keep him. If not, you can trade him again for a whole bunch of stuff. And Jack Drury is a useful bottom six guy. What a cool trade. What I really like, it came out of complete nowhere. The whole hockey universe is thinking about the Canucks and their bullshit and all the other stuff around the league. No one was expecting Rantanen to be traded, at least not this early, because I knew there'd been some contract stuff with him in the Avs. Blockbuster trade completely out of nowhere. And apparently, it was in the works for like 6 weeks. And they hid it from everybody, which is really cool.
I heard like maybe a week is when it was decided on. They were still trying to get him signed, but within the last week they kind of decided it's probably best to move him. I think part of it too, why they wanted to get rid of him was they don't want to risk an injury at Four Nations and have his not be able to trade him,
Yeah.
and then lose him for nothing. Like that's
Well,
part of it.
players wanted for international best on best for years and years and years. They complained about it. So did I. It's a risky run. Get
This
over
is
it.
players though. This
I
isn't
know.
teams maybe
I know it
who
is.
want him
But
midseason.
the players, like, this is part of the deal, right? So anyway, biggest trade in a long time. I think it's probably the biggest in-season trade since, like, remember Martin St. Louis for Ryan Callahan, the two captains trades? That was a huge one. Erik Karlsson was right on the eve of this season. Like, Guentzel was big last year. This is, I think, the biggest one in years. Like, three or two legitimate stars, one of them a superstar, and Rantanen and Nakash getting traded. Colorado, they now have some more cap space. Maybe see a little JT Miller movement on that front. But I'm just looking forward to seeing what happens. Now, Carolina, there's no excuses. They flamed out in the playoffs a few times. This now puts them in the upper echelon of Eastern Conference contenders.
When do we like see a trade like this involving like a star player being traded because they're on expiring to another contending team, but that team is also contending at the same time? Like it just doesn't happen, it feels like.
It's
So.
very rare because NHL teams are pretty conservative with their stars. Like, either they'll keep them as an own rental or they'll wait until the very end at the deadline. You'd never see it this early. So it was pretty interesting that Colorado decided, you know what? We can't meet his demands. We got to trade him.
What do you think about the internal cap thing with the Avalanche not wanting to, because they, I kind of like it considering they know they have to pay Makar, I believe, not this year, not I think next
he's
is
got the, I think he's got a few at least this year and one more at least.
I think next is when he's eligible. Next summer is when he's eligible to sign an extension. Yeah. So they're preparing for that too.
Yeah.
But yeah, what do you think about that? The internal cap they kind of set.
So I dealt with Ottawa Senators for many years. They had an internal cap forced upon them by Eugene Melnyk, who had no money because he was very cheap. It's a different situation in Colorado. They're a bigger market. They have a recent history of success. And Josh Kroenke and Stan Kroenke, the owners, are filthy rich because they also own the LA Rams. So they're not struggling for any money. And they also own the MLS team in Colorado.
What a weird thing. They own an LA team and a Denver team. That's...
Well, remember, they used to own the St. Louis Rams. So
right,
kind of weird as well. So I guess that's a little closer to LA than or to Denver than LA. But yeah, so it's interesting because every owner in the league can afford to spend $100 million in payroll. It is going to be interesting to see how teams react to the rising cap because it's only ever going to rise unless there's another global situation like we had in the past few years. So there's going to be some teams. There's going to be some Arizonas. There's going to be some, maybe Florida goes down the pipe in a few years. Like the smaller market teams are going to contract in terms of their spending. So it'll remains to be seen by how much. Because remember, because the cap was flat for years, everybody was up against it, essentially, with the exception of a few teams. Now that it's going up, I'm looking forward to an era where there's actual flexibility, where teams can absorb a $6 million cap hit or a $7 million cap hit, and we don't have to hear accruing cap space, and there's no brokers like Chicago was in this deal. So I'm interested to see what lengths teams go to for their internal cap and how many do it. My last point on it is I think a big part of it was they just didn't want to pay him more than MacKinnon because of the optics of it. Because we all know how good Rantanen is. He's not better than MacKinnon. And Makar right now is underpaid at $9 million. $9.5 million, I think.
Yeah, $9.5 million, $9.25 million maybe? I'm not sure.
Yeah. It's in the nines. So he's underpaid. He should make at least 13. But MacKinnon makes 12.6. He's underpaid too, but he signed the contract and there's many years left. I just don't think they wanted to exceed it. I don't think they like the optics of paying their second or third best player the most. And some teams work like that. Like, remember Shesterkin, they didn't want him to pay more than Panarin. And they didn't.
True.
In the end. So.
Well, would you grade the trade for each side?
Carolina's an A. Downgraded to a B if they can't re-sign him. Because they can afford it. They're not a cap team right now. Colorado is a B+, because I like Nakish and Drury is better than people give him credit for. And the Blackhawks get a D. Okay. If they use the third for like an offer sheet or something, or they weaponize their cap space by using that third round pick, it can be upgraded. It's one of those where you don't know the full story until it all plays out. If they just use that third round pick and they just use it as a draft pick, boring.
I will say one of the interesting things I heard about this deal was Chicago was asked to broker this deal, but they weren't told what they were brokering for.
Yeah, that's insane. That's the cuck chair thing that I kept seeing.
They didn't find out and like tell it got leaked or whatever that this was the rent and trade they were.
How does that happen? I mean, I don't know. Like they couldn't have ruined it. So I mean, they're not the main players.
Maybe they just wouldn't want to. Well, actually, no, it makes sense because. Why wouldn't they want to do it? Get him out of the division, I guess. But I think I'm still a firm believer that Chicago is going to use money this offseason to sign either Rantanen or Marner, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, Marner's in like a no-win situation because if you flame out in the first round, again, Toronto fans would rather die than bring him back. But if you win a couple rounds, well, then he becomes too unaffordable. So we'll see how that goes.
If I am grading this, I think I would go A- if I'm Carolina. If they sign him, it goes to an A+, obviously. Maybe an A, just depends how much they sign him for. I would give it a probably straight B across for Colorado. Like getting a first would have been nice, but Nietzsche's still good. And I obviously know their hands were tied a little bit with Rantanen, seeing as he's an expiring. But I would have loved, if you're going to trade him at that point, why not just work out a sign and trade and get a boatload back instead? Maybe that's more of an off-season conversation, I guess, but
Yeah, I think Rantanen wants to test the
yeah.
market. So I think that's part of the reason.
And yeah, Chicago, like a C minus. I mean, own pick, sure, but I could have sworn he could have at least got a second for retaining on Rantanen and trading Hall at the same time. I
Yeah,
guess
you.
Hall's not worth more than like a fourth at this point, because
Well, I mean, you could forgive them for doing one, for getting the third round pick, for retaining Rantanen, or just trading Hall in general. They did both, and they only got a
I
third.
guess you got to look at this too, though. The third is basically an early second.
No, it's a late second.
Late second, sorry. That's what I
Yeah,
meant.
sure, but I mean, it's a third round pick. They're going to flop more often than they're going to bloom. So, I don't know. We'll see how they use it.
There was talks of Pettersson or Miller being traded. I think it was closer to Pettersson going to Carolina at the time of this. Probably would have been for like Nietzsche's. And apparently what I heard, it was going to be more than what Rantanen went for.
Well, because he's
Cons
got term.
considering he's signed and yeah.
Idiots. Does that segue us into the Canucks?
Yeah, if you want to go on your Jim Rutherford rant. So Rutherford came out with he has been pretty silent all year considering all the noise going on, and it hasn't shut up, and has how it hasn't shut up, and he hasn't tried to shut it up at all. So he comes out and you think, oh, he's going to try and silence all the critics. Nope. Definitely not. Made it even worse. Comes out and basically says that, yeah, for us to succeed, one of Miller or Pettersson has to go. Right after they like win two in a row too, and when the vibes are starting to feel a little bit back, you know, you beat Washington, the best team in the league, on Saturday night, then you beat St. Louis, and one of their better efforts in the of the year, I would say, from what I watched. And he just says, yeah, next day interview drops of him saying, yeah, one of for us to maybe succeed, one of them has to go, or both. So,
What a
Joseph,
fool.
you want to go on a rant about this, I know, but
Well, just what a fool. Finally, some positivity in the market after 2 months basically of misery. They beat two good teams. I know St. Louis isn't special, but Washington's very good and St. Louis is decent too. And he just pisses all over the flame of fun that comes along. One thing about Jim Rutherford was Pittsburgh fans were done with him. Part of that was because he kept yapping to the media and yapping to the media every time something went wrong. Like, fans were hating on Jack Johnson because he was, terrible in Pittsburgh. And he'd be like, no, Jack Johnson's our second best defender. And I'm going to go try and trade Chris Letang. And that was something he tried to do. And then fans threatened to, like, boycott the team and he backed off. This is something Jim Rutherford does. He can't keep his mouth shut. He'll go all year without talking and then he'll be a complete idiot and blab and blab and blab to the media. He just killed all their leverage. They were already in some trouble because now Carolina's off the board for Miller or Pettersson. It's dwindling. It's only really New York Rangers, the Devils, and maybe two mystery teams to use a John Heyman phrase. But their leverage was already low, and now he's blabbed to the world through a Globe and Mail reporter of all people that they're gonna have to trade one of them. He's lost his leverage. Why would you not hedge there? Why would you choose a side? And now they have to play tonight. Poor JT Miller had to a answer a question from a Nashville reporter. He looks utterly miserable. He just played well the other day, probably happy about his game for the first time in a while. Now he has to answer these questions. It's just so stupid. You don't. Patrick Galvin, remember after Miller came back, they lost to Ottawa, whatever. But, it was starting to blow over a little bit. At least that's how I felt. And then Patrick Alvin on like December 30th or whatever says to Sportsnet, "Oh yeah, Elias Pettersson, if he has to come to terms with the possibility he might be traded too if he doesn't pick it up." And boom, it's ablaze again because this market can't handle anything. And now there's only like six people that cover the Canucks on home and road games and they don't get
It's
any
like two
access.
people on the road now.
I know. Like, well, Alvin, so it was done. Well, it wasn't done, but it was starting to blow over. It was starting not to be a major issue anymore. They're going back to playing some hockey, and Alvin fucked it up again by bringing it back. And now here we are again. The whole month has just been a shit show because they're also playing like shit for the most part outside of these last two games. And then they win two, and we're feeling better. We're 1 point out of a playoff spot. And Calgary just lost, and I remain convinced that they're frauds. And you're 1 point out. You're doing fine. You go on a three gamer, you're chilling. But it would be five games now at this point if after the two game winning streak. But nope, you set it ablaze again. You put your players in a shitty spot. You put your coach in a shitty spot. You've killed your leverage with the other team because now you know you have to trade them. You know what this is, Nathan Mailey? This is Hoffman Carlson, where after it was leaked in 2018, whatever that was, after the details came out and everyone and their mother knew Pierre Dorion had to trade Mike Hoffman. Had to with a capital H. Slightly different scenario here. Like, it, as far as we can tell, it's just a good old-fashioned beef. There's no, like, underlying major, like, criminal problems. But now they know they have to trade Miller. Miller's done. I'll be shocked if they go through the season with him after what Rutherford just said. The only reason he's still on this team is if they're just getting lowballed the whole time. Jim Rutherford said in that interview, yeah, it's probably not going to be a number one center. In fact, it's probably not going to be a number two center in return either. What are you doing? Why are you talking about this? You're killing your leverage. You now have no leverage. JT Miller had a 103-point season last year. I know he hasn't been as good this year. I know he's a problem in the locker room. It's been like that for years. But you signed him those years ago. You chose him over Bo Horvat, who nobody had a problem with. Even when he wasn't producing as well as he could have been, nobody had a problem with Bo Horvat. You signed Pettersson last year when you knew he had injury history. You knew he had a problem with Miller because apparently this has been going on for 6 years, right? It's been going on since Travis Green.
Yep.
You signed the both of them. You signed Pettersson to 8 years. You signed Miller to 7 years, knowing they had a problem. You thought they worked it out? Well, Rutherford says, like, no, they can't work it out. Every couple of months, it flares up again. It just has only escaped now. You stupid idiots. Everybody is to blame here. The two players are to blame for not being adults. The coaching staff is to blame for not forcing them to work it out. I'm putting a teensy bit of blame on Quinn Hughes as the captain for not figuring it out, because as a captain, it is part of his responsibility to manage the locker room. I said teensy bit. I said not a lot.
I mean, Bo Horvat couldn't even figure it out, too, though. That's like,
No. It didn't leak. Okay. It didn't leak. It wasn't a months-long distraction.
I feel like it did leak, though. Like, it's
not
been Hughes, known.
Not Miller-Pettersson. Not Miller-Pettersson.
Not to this extent.
It was Miller-Horvat at the time.
Not to this extent. Wait, you... I guess it was Horvat. Well, yeah, what was it? Horvat and Miller?
It was getting... Yeah, and it was nothing. And it was essentially nothing. Every team in the league, there's beef. There's maybe one or two teams in the league that don't have some level of beef between players. There's fucking beef in every friend group on the damn planet. Like, people reacting like this is some crazy story that's never happened before. The management is to blame for muzzling it by saying, oh, no, there's nothing. And then having Hughes and Tockett say, oh, yeah, we know this is a bit of a problem. We're working on it. It's on the fans for not being able to chill out for half a second, running around like chickens with their head cut off. Everyone is to blame. It's on Aquilini for running an idiotic organization where Craig McEwen, the PR guy, is such a ghost that nobody can talk to him. It's a joke. They've killed their reputation. We get our first objectively great season in 14 years, and we piss it away all in 1 year. In one half season. We got one half season for the foundation to die, and now we have the GM admitting that the core doesn't work. Guess what? Brock Besser ain't coming back. I'm spoiling that for you right now. You see, there's rumors with him and Josh Norris? I'm going to tell you this right now, Nathan. You think Brock Besser's one-dimensional? Wait till you see Josh Norris play.
I haven't heard Josh Norris rumors. The fuck?
It's a little bit on Sens Twitter. But it's ridiculous. They've ruined their season, and they're 1 point out. Imagine, I hate to make this comparison, but the Oilers start like shit every season, and they always work it out. The Canucks started average, and they've been mostly average all year, and we can't take it. Imagine we started like the Oilers. Imagine. We'd all be dead. The city would be flames.
Well, remember when they started like the Oilers, was it 2 years ago? Three
years it was, ago? Well, there was a Green one, first of all, that got him fired. And they did it twice, actually. It's kind of funny. They did it under Travis Green. They went like 0-7-2 or whatever.
Was that under Green or was that under Boudreaux?
That was Green. And then Boudreaux, they just blew leads out because Boudreaux lasted to like January.
No,
Green was fired in December.
The 0-7-2 one was Boudreaux because I was...
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
I
There
was
was
at that. I was at the home opener and saw a jersey or two get thrown on the ice.
the home opener. Jesus. Well, I guess they
Yeah.
started like a
Yeah, they
four-gamer.
started on like a 7-game road trip or six game
Yeah,
road
that's
trip.
right. I remember. But like, this has happened. Like, we can't handle anything as fan base. We have our first great year in a long time and a half season of drama, and it's ruined. And the management's to blame, the players are to blame, the owners are to blame, the media's to blame, everyone's to blame. They fucked it completely. They can't go full rebuild because they'll lose Quinn Hughes. He's not sitting through a rebuild. He'll go to New Jersey.
Yeah.
Like, congratulations, Canucks. You have no prospects either.
Hey,
Because
Tucker
Tocchet
Mack.
won't play Lakari Mäki above the fourth line.
Yeah.
He should own it too, by the way. I'm tired of people acting like the sun shines out of his ass. Like, you see Rutherford glaze him all morning today in the Ian McIntyre piece. Oh, I think he's done everything he could have done with this year. He's been dealt a bad hand. Who dealt him the bad hand, you
You. You're
idiot?
the one who met.
Fucking hell.
I didn't
Like
actually read that yet.
it's ridiculous. Like it's an amateur hour. I didn't think they could sink lower after the Boudreaux fiasco, but here we are.
What a horrible handled PR situation. Like, how do you have your coach and your captain come out and deny or say something's going on? How do you
And then have
have
the
like
two of them
and
say,
then have the two come out and say nothing's going on? And then
well,
how
you
do
know
you now
what?
have your GM and your president of hockey ops come out and say that's an issue and we're probably going to have to trade one? Like,
Well,
how horribly
first of
handled
all,
PR.
Rutherford's the GM. Let's be real here. It's
He's,
his
yeah,
he's
yeah.
the de facto GM. It's Alvin has the title, but Rutherford's the guy. Remember Boston? There was that for like 3 milliseconds, there was that Marchand
Marchand
Pastrnak thing,
Pastor, yeah.
and Marchand basically told the reporters go fuck themselves. This is not true. Kiss my ass. It's a fake rumor. Anyone who reports this anymore, I'm going to personally kill you. And then it was done.
And then that
Never
night he
spoke about it
posted
again.
photos of it on Instagram, like with him and Pasta, just like fucking
Now,
trolling with everyone.
the Boston media is different. They're all in the pocket of Jeremy Jacobs, and they're all fans of the team. But JT Miller actually thought had it right when he was like, "Do you want me to get Pettersson out here and we'll do this interview together?
Yeah.
Fucking do it now." I mean, I think
I've
we're
seen people
past,
come, I've
I
seen
think
people then complain about that.
we're past the point, in my opinion. That point is gone. It's over. You can't play that game anymore because they've ruined it. But they should have just done it. This should have been dealt with a month ago. They're 1 point out of a playoff spot. People are acting as if they're 10 points out and they're gonna have to go into a full rebuild. They're so stupid. It's insane.
Whatever you do, though, you have to find a way to not let this spiral into some sort of rebuild because you have to keep Quinn Hughes happy.
But they
He is.
just boosted ticket prices through the roof.
Again?
Well, I mean, going into
Oh,
the
this year.
season.
Okay.
I mean, like you see how much they did? Like, I tried to go to a Columbus game and they were like $150 each. Like, it's ridiculous. I mean, you have one good year, Aquilini gets greedy. Like, they're making Jim Benning look smart. You know how hard that is?
Yeah, it's pretty hard.
Even Jim Benning at his worst didn't fuck up this much in terms of PR. His worst PR fumble was when it was like 2020 or whatever, and they lost Markstrom, Tanev, and Stecher, even though who gives a shit? Stecher's a third pairing guy. He's like, well, we're
Totally.
taking things day by day. And that was like his biggest PR blunder, at least, I think. I mean, he made trillions of other
Oh
bad moves.
no, you're forgetting his biggest PR blunder.
What?
Remember when he said we've inquired about Stamkos and Subban or whatever?
Yeah, but that was ages ago. He'd only
That
just
was
got there.
blunder.
Who
That got
cares?
that
I
was
mean,
tampering.
they weren't coming either. Like, it's not my money
Oh,
that
I
they got
know,
fined
but
for.
like you get like
Who cares?
that is the biggest blunder because he literally said like admitted tampering to the media. Like
Well,
that's a blunder.
that's just like a whoopsie daisy. Didn't impact anything because they weren't coming anyway. So I mean, I think that day by because he got roasted by the media for that. It's just a failure. The season's a failure. They're 1 point out. Like it's insane. They're competing with Utah and Calgary, neither of whom are special for that second wild card spot. And we're not even going to get to enjoy a playoff race.
And you know what's crazy too? If they just lock in, they can still go on a run.
If they
Like I
lock in,
still
they
have
don't have to
hope.
trade it. They don't have to trade anybody.
No,
It's
they
not
don't.
like they're both pending UFAs. They don't have to. Like, I don't want to absolve the two players here. Miller was good yesterday, but he's been disappointing. He has got to get control of his temper. I mean, it's like you're 31 years old, pal. You're not in middle school. I know you don't have middle school on the island. But and Pettersson, I said this to Zach and Lachlan and Liam the other day. You are not a 19-year-old coming out of the SHL anymore. If you're getting bullied by a 30-year-old man who you're making more money than, look in the mirror. Because he's been shit this season relative to expectations. If he was on his old contract, it would still be disappointing. At 7.35, whatever it was.
I think I saw something
He's on
explained.
pace for 59 points.
I think I saw coming in, or like something, his contract value this year is like at $8.1 million right now.
He's on pace for 59 points. And I
Yeah.
know he's good defensively
He's
usually.
so sick defensively, but his he needs to step up offensively. Like, that's no question.
I don't know. Imagine if Lincoln wasn't good the first month.
Yeah, God.
He's a
Then we'd be
star, by
looking
the
at
way.
0-7-2 over again.
It's funny. People are calling him, they used to call him EP40 and JTM9 or whatever. Now it's EP116.
I started seeing
That's
that
so
today. I'm like,
funny.
what's going on
Like,
here? What is this?
you know that kills him. Because remember, before even this Miller stuff happened, Friedman and the guys were like, yeah, Pettersson he can't get off Twitter. He can't stop looking at how people are roasting him. So,
I would like
whatever.
to see him like post on Instagram every once in a while, maybe once in a little bit,
I
but
don't care. Just play decently. Like, he's been whatever. I can't talk about this team anymore.
fine.
I hope they get killed tonight.
Hey, that's not
I
nice.
want them to get killed. So Rutherford said it's not going to impact the team. Are you insane? It's already impacted the team. Ugh, whatever.
Yeah. I still have hope they can turn it around this year and just lock in
I mean,
and
yeah, they
go
could
on
make
a
the
little bit of a
playoffs.
run and
Is there any playoff team you have confidence they could beat? I'll go through it now, real quick.
okay.
Real quick, then we'll move on. Stand by. Okay, Western Conference playoff teams. I'm just going like there's no rhyme or reason to this. These are just people that are in a playoff spot. Winnipeg, fuck no, they'd get killed.
Hey, can I say my thoughts too? Can we go side by side? Winnipeg, no, because their play style would get destroyed by Hellebuck. Hellebuck got destroyed in the playoffs last year because Colorado's run and gun offense
Yeah,
just doesn't
we
work
are
for them. So
not.
we are not.
Tuck would rather kill himself.
Yeah.
Dallas are too balanced. We'd die.
Probably. Yeah.
Minnesota,
I think we got a chance against
they can
them.
be inconsistent. We
And
didn't beat them in the
they've kind of
qualifier.
been injury prone a lot
I mean,
this
they're
year.
beating Toronto today. But I mean, I would say 60-40 we lose.
Sure.
Edmonton, you're gonna die.
Probably, yeah.
Because that's basically Colorado of last year.
I think I could go like 6 or 7 games again, though, but yeah, we'd probably
Maybe.
lose. Unless we get like a healthy Demko,
The
though.
only way they win it is if Stuart Skinner forgets how to play,
That
which
too.
is very possible. Vegas, nope, that's a horrible matchup.
Probably, yeah, probably no. We've only played him once and we lost 2-1, but it was second night of back-to-back, I'm pretty sure, so
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kings are kind of like the Canucks if we were good. Very, very defensively
I
structured.
think we would beat the Kings.
I
The
don't know.
Kings have been slowing down lately.
I don't know. We can't score.
Neither can they.
Well, I don't know. I don't think.
I
Colorado.
trust Demko more than Darcy Kemper. Still, sorry.
Colorado 0.3 chance they win, they'd kill us. Because now they have a goalie.
Probably, yeah, probably.
And I'm expecting Calgary to fall out. But that's the only one where I feel like, yep, we beat them with rather ease.
But we won't play them because we're both in a wild card, if anything.
So.
But like,
They're going to lose in the first round if they even make it. Probably.
It just sucks because it's like if Demko starts playing well again, Lankinen like can be a serviceable backup and give nights off when Demko needs it because he will need them. And if Pettersson can start scoring a little bit more, and
That's another thing that Rutherford mentioned. Oh yeah, Demko will be fine. He'll be fine. Have you watched the games?
bring
He can't
back,
move.
bring back Ian Clark.
Bring back Eddie Lack. Anyway, I can't talk about this team anymore.
I'm giving I this whole situation is just Luongo and Schneider all over again in a
Yeah.
different sense. It's
But that
just
was like it made genuine sense to trade one of them. It's like Ullmark Swayman. You don't need two $8 million goalies, right? Whatever. Whatever.
Utah quickly, I guess.
Okay.
So the names are down to the Mammoth, the hockey club they might stick with, and I don't even know
It's
what's.
like something stupid. It's
Can
a
you pronounce
mountain
it?
range. I gotta look it up. I actually don't.
Wasachi? Was no.
Wasabi?
Wasatch? Something like that,
Yeah, it's like
maybe?
Wasatch. What was Wasatch? Wasatch.
Was it Wasachi?
Wasatch?
Wasachi?
No, there's it's CH at the end.
We're gonna
So
get
I,
roasted by like if any people from
Utahns.
Utah are listening
The
to this.
sorry, Mormons. You've suffered a lot. No, you gotta suffer this too. Religious prosecution and no.
Where's I gotta look.
It's Utah. It's actually after like a mountain range in the area, which would be cool
Wasatch,
if it
yeah.
was like, Colorado Rockies. That works. Wasatch, I said it to Lachlan in one of his tweets today. He likes Wasatch. He says it kind of rules, quote, is what he said. Here's what I said. It's too hard to say, it's too hard to spell, and nobody outside of Utah knows what it is. Right? Like one thing the PWHL did, and I like, they did more less S is n names at the end, like the Charge, the Victoire, the Frost, the Fleet. I kind of like that. And of course, there's a crack in the NHL. One thing I thought they erred on was is the Scepters. It's hard to say, it's hard to spell. And does anyone really know what a scepter is? It's like a staff that a king has, right? Like if I'm a little kid, I don't know what a scepter is. Hard to spell. Like, what the fuck is a Wasatch? Like,
Just
I
call it
didn't
the
know what it
Bigfoots
was.
at that
Like,
point.
when I saw Saravalli's tweet today, I was like, what the fuck? What
When
the
you
fuck
think
is this?
when you think of Wasatch, do you not think of Bigfoot? Just like
It's like, I just say Sasquatch.
or yeah, like that. That's what
Just
I'm
say
thinking of. I'm
Sasquatch
thinking
or
Sasquatch,
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. That's
Now,
where.
I realize if in a perfect world, they would just do Yeti. That's their preferred option, but they can't do it. They got trademarked by the cooler company or the water bottle company, whatever it is. This is very clearly a response to that because they said their logo wouldn't be the mountain range. It would be some kind of variation of a Yeti. Please don't do that. It just doesn't work. It doesn't roll. No one knows what it is. It's a branding nightmare. Utah Hockey Club, I don't hate it as much as I used to, but it's not soccer. It doesn't work for hockey. It's a huge branding mistake where soccer is the most important sport in the world. You can be Utah, like for example, the MLS team in Utah is Real Salt Lake FC or whatever. There's every country in the world follows soccer to some level. There's a Real Salt Lake fan in every country. There's not going to be a Utah HC fan in every country. Please don't do it. It doesn't work for hockey. It's boring. I don't like it. Mammoth has grown on me. Not just because it's the only acceptable option in my opinion. Like if it's anything other than Utah Mammoth, I'm going to lose my mind. It would be such a colossal branding failure. Think of the last two teams to be entered in the NHL. Vegas Golden Knights, they're a brand. Their in-arena entertainment is awesome. And the Golden Knights name, while it was kind of mid at first, people didn't love it. Now everyone loves it. Seattle Kraken, they don't do much well on the ice, but off the ice, their jerseys are sick. Their logo is sick. It's their branding is
Fits
cool.
really well with the market.
Yep, it's great. It's great. And in Utah, there's actually like a they actually discovered like remains of a woolly mammoth there. So it works and it's like on display. Please do the mammoth. Please, please, please. The branding would be cool. You can make an ice age tie-in if you want. There's a new ice age coming out in a few years. It's interesting. And mammoth could mean like a whole bunch of things. Like they have a mammoth lead in the standings. They have a mammoth lead in this hockey game. Liam
Mammoth gap to
O'Brien.
come back
Yeah.
from.
Yeah. It works. It works. It puns and it rolls decently. Utah Mammoth isn't perfect. Like it's not Utah Outlaws, which rolls really well. That's what I would do personally if you can't do Yeti. But man, just don't just please do Mammoth. Like Utah's done a lot of good things since they've come into the league. They started all on a really quick schedule, right? Because they had to move from Arizona. This would be such a failure if they put Wakwatch or whatever it means and HC. Just do Mammoth so we can all move on.
Do would they have to change their branding, like their scheme again?
Their color scheme?
Yeah.
I think blue, white, and black would be a part of it. But is there any blue, black, and white mammoths? No.
That's yeah.
Like you add like one other color, I think.
Like a
Like it
brown.
wouldn't be a radical departure.
Yeah.
You change it a little bit. Like Yeti, it works for the color scheme.
I
I guess
like
the Wakwatch will work too,
I'm
but
kind of think okay, here's where I like Mammoth is the one that works the best to me.
I mean, just I'm sorry, I'll let you speak in a minute, but God, it's the only acceptable one of the three. It's not soccer. HC doesn't work. Watwatch or whatever it is, I can't even
Wasatch.
remember. Wasatch is stupid. It's stupid.
See,
Like it's like a
here's
Canuck. It's like a Canuck. Does anyone outside of Canada know what a Canuck is? No. Like Yankee at least works because it's like a global term. No one knows what a Canuck is. That's something I don't think Vancouver they'd be called the Canucks if they could redo it.
What do you
A
think they'd be
senator,
called? The Orcas?
millionaires.
Okay.
I don't know, something
I
stupid.
don't really fuck with millionaires as much. The
Well,
logo's cool and everything, but as a name, I don't know.
I don't know, it wouldn't be Canucks, is my point. Like Saber, I know what a Saber is, barely. Does anyone outside of North America know what a senator is?
I
There's no
guess.
Senate, like, well, Rome, but outside of Rome, like it's not really a thing.
Yeah, okay.
Like there's so many names in the NHL that are archaic. Like Predators would not happen today, I promise you that. Too many negative connotations.
Yeah.
Like it's some of them are just silly. Like I don't know. Like the point is, you have a layup. It's not a 3-pointer from half court like the Yeti would have been. It's not a slam dunk. You have a layup. You have a DeMar DeRozan mid-range jumper. It's not perfect. It's inefficient. It could be better, but it's 2 points. Just make it. Anyway, your turn.
So the hockey club, I feel like fans might, because it's a fan vote too. I
Right,
feel like
it's the
they
people in
might
arena.
be pulled or gravitated towards it because that's the one they started with. Like maybe they're just like, oh, let's keep it kind of thing. It works, whatever. Mammoth is the layup, slam dunk, whatever you want to call it. It's just, it rolls off the tongue the best out of the three. You can just envision it. It works.
The branding is limitless.
But I am scared it might be the Wasatch because
God, I mean.
this is a Utah fan vote. They're only going to know what it is. Maybe they're like, yeah, let's name it after our mountain range or whatever. Well, that
For what
sucks
it's
because.
worth, the online consensus amongst Utah fans seems to be Mammoth. A lot of people are upset it's not the Outlaws, which is interesting.
What was your two, the Outlaw? And there was another one I think you said you wanted it.
Venom.
Yeah,
Venom's
okay.
a little cheesy. But it's like in the same tier of Mammoth, where it's better than Wasatch
I
is the
think when you
point.
could like vote, I don't know if it was Utah, but or like maybe it was Jay Fresh when you were like he was putting something out of like, oh, what did you
Yeah,
vote
that's right.
for if your team name? I think I had Venom and Outlaws both in my like top five.
Mammoth is fine. It works. It's kind of cool. Like it's kind of mythical. It's like the Kraken. Like there's no mammoths around anymore, of course. So you can let your imagination run wild a little bit. Like, imagine how cool the mascot's gonna look. And people like to joke about mascots, but they're important in the community because they're the ones who's going to the pride parades or the hospitals and all that shit. They're important. Like, please, please don't screw this up. I'd honestly prefer HC over WMATH.
I was just, is there really going to be pride parades in Utah, though?
I don't know.
I don't know about their culture, but I feel like they're against
I
that. I
think
don't know.
Mormons are like, they used to be really uninclusive. I
Okay.
think now they're a little better. Because Mitt Romney's from there. He went to Pride Parades. I mean, of course, Mitt Romney's not mainstream anymore, but he's the
What about the
outlier.
Blizzard too? What happened to that?
Blizzard's a C+.
Okay.
Like, I'd accept it over
I guess it's same as
Wasatch
Avalanche. That's part of it.
and Dairy Queen. I think Dairy Queen would kill it. Like, if Yeti didn't work, you got to think Blizzard wouldn't work because of Dairy Queen. I mean, it's just so easy, this one. It's so easy. Utah fans, I am begging you from the bottom of my heart. I think Salt Lake City is a beautiful place. I've seen pictures. I want to go there one day. There's a lot of attractive white women there. Please, 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 please do Mammoth. It is so cool. It's really actually grown on me, to be honest, since fuck, Nylander scored. But the point is, it's such a good. It's really grown on me. Please just lay it in. If it's Wasatch prediction, it's changed within 10 years. Same with hockey club.
I
What can you
think.
imagine? Yo, we're about to go to the Wasatch game. Yeah, I'm a huge Wasatch fan. You see the Wasatch just traded
The
for,
Wasatches.
yeah, the Wasatch. I'm so excited to be a member of the Wasatch organization. What the fuck? It
Honest,
doesn't
on,
work.
honestly, Hockey Club has grown on me a little bit because Friedman always
Sure.
just tweets it like the Utahnians or whatever it is. And it's like, that's kind of cool. I don't know.
Like it's not like an F, but it's a C minus. Like they could do so much better. Like branding, like if you think of your brand in hockey, it's so important.
I want to touch on this too. So if Yeti isn't allowed because of the drink company, right? Then how can like the Stanley company of like Stanley Cups, you've seen this, these cups, right?
Yes. Well, first of
How
all, Stan.
can they last with the Stanley Cup?
Well,
Like
Stanley
the
Cup.
NHL give them approval?
Well, first of all, the NHL's too stupid not to like go on them. And at the end of the day, who really cares? Like Stanley Cup, the Stanley Cup is named after Lord Stanley. Like, is Stanley Park not allowed to be a thing? Like, I don't know. Like, it's weird that it's such a problem, this trademark stuff. Because technically, Nathan, I did read today that Mammoth is trademarked too. But unlike Yeti, I think the Denver Mammoth or something is like a lacrosse team, NLL team. But they're like willing to like, sports teams are like there's multiple Panthers, there's multiple Jets. Like
Multiple
it can be,
Cardinals.
yep, it can be worked around. So like, just do the Mammoth for my collective sanity.
Quickly, you wanted to go over Ottawa,
Yeah, this will be
Quebec.
fast.
I don't got anything to say, but yeah, keep it quick. We're already coming up on like an hour on NHL, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so unforced error by Michael Ian Lauer. They've hit a snag in their negotiations for a downtown arena. They're just trying to pressure the municipal government there. This is the wrong way to do it. Putting Spartacat, your mascot, like we just went on about mascots, how they're important in their community, in a half Senator, half Nordique jersey. Stupid, unforced error. You're actually having a nice season. You're third in your division somehow, which nobody expected. The vibes are positive and you sewer it like that. Unforced error. At least they apologized for it. Let's just not be stupid here. They're not moving to Quebec unless the Canadian Tire Centre burns down. They're never going to leave Ottawa. I don't think Batman would allow it. And if they were, and I would bet my right arm, Nathan, my dominant hand, that if, let's say, an alien came and pointed the death beam at us with Andre Iguodala in his by his side, hope you got that reference.
Yeah, I did.
And he said, "Gary Bettman, I'm going to kill all you unless you move Ottawa." 1,000,000,000% it wouldn't be to Quebec City.
Yeah.
0% chance that would ever happen.
He'd be like, all right, we're going to America.
Yeah, Atlanta, welcome back.
North Carolina, you want a team? Here you go. Or I guess they have one. Never
South
mind.
Carolina.
That's no, I was thinking like Charlotte didn't have a team. That's what I was thinking.
Rally. But it's not happening. It was a stupid move. It was poorly done. And Lauer, one thing I've noticed about him, he's emotional. Once stuff happens he doesn't like, he complains about it. Like remember the Dadonov fiasco and they lost their first round pick. He whined about that for months. And yeah, it was a stupid decision, but he gets emotional. That's something I'm keeping an eye on. He's been a good owner so far, but I'm watching that. Anyway, unforced error. Don't do it again.
All right, NFL. We'll start with Eagles Commanders since that was the first game of the day. And I know Bills Chiefs will probably get heated between us a little bit. What did you think about this game? Did you watch how much you watch?
I watched about half.
Okay.
Just a step above. They're just
This
a
game.
step above in the Commanders and everything. The Commanders are ahead of schedule.
Yeah. This game didn't feel like a 55-23 victory or whatever it was. Like it
No.
was, what was the, I think they scored like 3 fourth quarter touchdowns, so just put it away pretty much. Why is my score app tweaking out? I'm trying to find the like review and stuff of it. Yeah, but good that you mentioned it. The talent gap was just, it seemed like the Eagles at every position on the field were just like a step above the Commanders, other than well,
Number two
even
wide
like AJ
receiver.
Brown, yeah.
Yeah. Like Brown's better than McLaurin, but McLaurin's better than DeVonta Smith.
Kind of thing,
That's
yeah.
about it.
But other than that, it kind of just felt like a mi and then Daniels, I would take over Hurts, I think, at this point. Daniels good, dude.
Oh, he's excellent. I'm just not taking him over Jalen Hurts yet.
Hurts hasn't been that great. Hurts played a really good game, I'll give him that.
Well, God, I'm Jalen Hurts' biggest fan coming up 2 Sundays from now. But
Yeah.
yeah, just they're not, it's not their year yet. Washington, they have such a bright future. They need a few more pieces. Their defense has to be a little better. I'd like one more wide receiver. Time to move on from Zach Ertz. Good for them. They have a real bright future in the league. They have the most important thing, and that's a good quarterback. There's no position in any sport that is more important than an NFL quarterback. So
And
that's step
on
one.
a rookie deal for 3 more years.
Yep, that's huge. Like that's like now they can pay everybody, right? So.
They
And they have new
really.
owners. They don't have to deal with Dan Snyder anymore. That's also a huge thing.
This is a big offseason for them in terms of they need to go add some talent across the board.
Yeah, and
O-line,
Washington's kind of like a nice,
receiver.
Washington's like a nice middle market where it's like it's big, but it's not huge. It's not a small market. You'll get media attention, but you won't be the Cowboys. So they
Yeah.
got a bright future.
They definitely need like some O-line pieces, they need some D-line pieces. They might need another they're probably going to need another linebacker to be honest, 'cause Bobby Wagner's kind of old and I think he was only on a 1 year deal. Probably need some pieces in the secondary. They just got to figure out a way to draft smart and then figure out the rest in free agent or free agency in the draft smart.
Yeah.
They got to hit on some draft picks though too. They got to get closer to Daniel's timeline. I feel like they're not totally around him right now with all the signings they made in the offseason because they had so much money, but they can realistically contend in the AFC again because that was only rookie year Jaden Daniels.
I know.
What's he going to do in second
well,
year?
Well, Stroud took a step back. The sophomore slump is a thing. That happens.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's Ron Rivera still, right?
Nope. It's Dan Quinn.
He's head coach?
Yep.
I'm losing my mind. Anyway, he's a good coach.
Yes.
So.
And they're not losing any coordinators. Like, Kingsbury is sticking around, it sounds like. He didn't get any.
No.
Or I think he maybe
he
got a little bit of head coaching interest, but.
And he shouldn't. Like, let's be honest. He had one good coordinator season. Years of failure in Arizona. But enough about Washington. We know they have a bright future. Eagles?
Please, God, win on the Super Bowl. I hate you for making me do this to me, even though I like the Phillies and I cheer for them when they're good.
But God, Phillies and Eagles fans are a little different. They're from, like, different sects of Philadelphia. Like, Philly fans are, like, they're nuts, like most Philly fans. But they're a little more chill than Eagle fans, just because baseball and football is a different sport. But Eagle fans are toxic. Holy fuck.
Oh, yeah.
like, it's funny. Like, outside of, like, so the Chiefs are number one on my don't want to win list. Eagles are, like, no lower than four. Because there's, like, the Cowboys. I don't want them to win.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a Seahawk hater.
Fuck you.
like genuinely, those are, like, the only teams. Like, in one, the Carson Wentz, not Carson Wentz, the Nick Foles year, I cheered for the Patriots.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Please win.
Man, Giants fans got to be kicking themselves, though.
Well, that was just stupid. Anyone could have seen that coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, you know, he came off a down season and we have a really good running back in the wings and we have a good enough quarterback to carry us. Like, come on.
Stupid. I would like to give some flowers to Nick Sirianni as well.
Yep.
Everyone kind of has been shitting on him all year. And even dating back to last year when they choked the season away, they lost, I think, six of their last seven to get eliminated in the wild card. This guy deserves his flowers, in my opinion. The fact that he has been to two Super Bowls in four head coaching years is impressive in its own right. And he's been to the playoffs in every year. Everyone's got to stop shitting on him a little bit. Do I think he's like a top 10 coach in the league? Probably not. But I feel like people were trying to say he's like a bottom 10 quarter coach in the league, which that's just not true. He's probably the middle of the back, but he deserves some flowers. Like, that's quite the impressive feat. Hold on. We got a Nils Höglander goal coming up per the score.
Oh, really? Yeah, I'm behind two.
Ah, nice.
I haven't seen it yet. Nice. Okay, 3-on-2. Here we go. Quinn Hughes. Höglander. Backdoor. He shoots. He scores. Okay.
Yeah, but the Eagles
he's gonna
must
get benched.
He's benched.
That was a rush goal. You know, Taka hates that. That was East West. Oh God, he's gonna get guillotined.
But now we hope and pray the Eagles win. Fun fact: if they beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, they will have stopped two three-peats within the past 10 years too.
Yeah,
because they beat the Patriots, and then the Patriots won two straight after that.
Yeah. You want to know some other bit of scary foreshadowing?
Okay.
The 2 years the Eagles have made the Super Bowl, so have the Vegas Golden Knights.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, they lost the first time, but...
Yeah.
Want a bold prediction here? This might not be bold. If the Chiefs win, guarantee it, Kelce proposes.
That's what people are saying. He's going to propose and announce his retirement.
How old is he?
He's like,
I think they're the same age
now, or 36.
Yeah, because they're both 1989.
I can fact check.
Yeah, they're both 1989. I remember that.
He's 35. Yeah.
God, he's old. God, I'm old. Anyway, yeah, I think that's gonna happen. Please, 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 please. They don't have a better quarterback. They have better receivers. They have a better running back. I think their O line is better. Their D line is better.
Well, hey, save that. Save that. We got to use it for next week.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Bills Chiefs, though, this week. This past week.
With a bit of reflecting, I've come to the realization that I can't blame the entire game on the refs.
Exactly.
I'm blaming 85% of the game on the refs.
Okay, that's too much.
Dude, I read a stat today. In the playoff games the Chiefs have played, combine them all together, they have received 90% more penalties than their or flags thrown. Like, okay, how do I phrase this? Their opponents have 90% more penalties called against them than they do. It's shambolic. At times in that game, so bad. So bad. I'm not going to get fully into it.
I did see
It was
one
a joke.
video. I did
It
see
was a
one
joke.
video.
That
Oh,
ball hit the ground. Unworthy.
we got a Tommy Novak goal. I missed it though.
2-on-1 rebound. Okay. Alas, I like Tommy Novak. Actually, he's underrated. But back to NFL.
Can I say something about the reving? I did see a video about this one guy going over the spots in the game. There was like four like spots
Yeah.
where it's like the Bills get a first down, but they mark it like a yard short.
I know.
Like Cook got this one like for like. Looked like 11 yards, might have been 10 because his knee might have been down, and then he stretched out. But they gave it to him for 9, and then they had second down, second and one. It's like what?
It's just a, it's a, it's, I'm not going to call it a disgrace because I'm not going to say there's a conspiracy against it. There isn't. The players decided at the end of the day, the Bills O-line died on that last play because
That was
Shakir was
just
open. Just good play calling. Good,
that was
good.
a good defense play calling, yeah.
Yep, I know. Like, that's why I'm saying the players decided at the end of the day. The worthy play, the ball touched the ground. Josh Allen, I think he had it. That first down. The
Yeah,
referee,
so
shut up. The referee on the field signaled first down. You know how hard it is to get Chris Collins, or not Chris Collinsworth, Tony Romo to go against Patrick Mahomes.
well, he loves Josh Allen too, though.
I know, but he loves Mahomes more. You know how hard it is for the NFL rules analysts to go against the Chiefs? Every time they're like, nope, this is not a penalty. Or that ball hit the ground. Now, on a 3rd and 3, I'd like Josh Allen not to throw it 2 yards. I'd like him either to run or go further downfield so you're not stuck in a fourth down position when because your tush push is mediocre. By the way, fuck the tush push. I'm sad. I thought this was their year.
I that that
They
drop
had a
was
chance. They
that
had a ch
that that worthy catch, that play was interesting. 'Cause what, like, I'm
I
pretty
don't
sure the
think it's a
rule is
catch.
it can hit the ground as long as you maintain 100% like
Which he
control of it.
didn't. I don't think he had 100% control.
Because I don't think he did, because it looked like it was more the Bills player who had possession of it, the ball.
Well, tie goes to the receiver in a
Yeah.
contested catch. Like, that's fine.
So I guess at that point, yeah, I don't agree with it. I think almost though the Bills challenged the play for the wrong thing, and that maybe is why it got held up.
I don't know.
Because I think they challenged it, saying that it was their receive their player who had possession of the ball.
Yeah, but the thing is, with that kind of play, when you review it, it's a blanket review. You're reviewing everything.
I don't think that's how it works in the NFL though.
That's stupid. Like a trillion-dollar
I
company,
think if
that's
the
not how you
Bill, I
work.
think if the Bills challenge that call based on the fact that if it's catch or not, I think it gets reversed.
I don't know. I don't think so.
But
I don't think they're reversing the call on the field.
yeah. Anyway,
Now, we're ragging on the
that tush
refs.
push.
Terrible. I thought he had it,
I think
personally.
he did too, but I want to say this. How the hell in the world does the NFL not have
I
technology
know.
like tennis, like tennis without a like close
Soccer,
plays on the line,
goal
and
line.
soccer and VAR? How do they not have it? It doesn't
Well,
make any sense.
one, there's not one true soccer fan in the world who likes VAR. Everyone hates it. Even though for the most part it's correct. They just hate the idea of it. The diehards hate it. I don't know. Like, how are we still relying on the chain gang? It is so imprecise. Like, it's literally like you could screw it up on the walkthrough. Like, it's just, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Now, we rag on the refs, and they deserve to be ragged upon. Bills had a chance for the kill shot
No,
on that drive.
that's what
They had their
I was
chance
getting
on the.
into next. Yeah,
Yep. Now,
I
I think the refs fucked them a little bit, but it's not, like I said, it's 75 to 80% the refs' fault. The Bills are not blameless. The Kincaid play, it's not a perfect throw, obviously, given the situation. Got to do better, man. Josh Allen, 3rd and 3. Why are you dinking and ducking?
Was that the play before it?
That was the 3rd and 3, and then the 4th and 1. No. That was the tush before the tush push failure. So that's earlier than Kincaid.
Didn't they call a screen on that, or what was that
I
called?
don't remember. The point was it was a 2 yard gain to Kincaid.
I
Your
think it was
third
a
and
screen, that's why.
Why are you calling a screen on third and three?
Yeah, that like the
I
play
mean,
calling at times wasn't great either. Like,
yeah, sure. It's just they had a chance for the kill shot. You cannot give Mahomes an extra opportunity. As much as I can't fucking stand him and his stupid family. Like, Patrick Mahomes Sr., you have no right to be shitting on Buffalo DUI merchants. Like, good Lord. You notice how they don't show Jackson Mahomes anymore? Because he's such a fuck up. But, I mean, anyway. The Bills blew it. Well, I wouldn't say they blew it. The Bills had their chances, my point. They could have
Yeah,
overcame their offs, and they
I was
didn't.
watching that game and I'm like, okay, Chiefs are getting like they scored the touchdown, I think, with 6 minutes to go, 5 minutes to go, maybe. I'm sitting there with my Bills buddy and I'm like, dude, this is like terrible situation for you guys. The Chiefs are not going to give you the ball back. They're going to go down the field. They're going to drain all the time out and
I
they're going to
know.
kick a field
Just
goal. Like,
like the Super Bowl last year.
yeah.
Well, not a field goal, but same deal.
They stop them. They get them to kick the field goal with 3 minutes left. I'm like, this is the perfect scenario for you guys.
Yeah,
This
they
is
had it.
like this is Josh Allen's moment. If like does he rise to the moment? Up to him. But
Sort
like
of.
this is like
Like, I don't think you can blame Josh Allen for losing.
I
You can
don't
blame him for certain plays. You don't
I
point the finger like
Josh
Lamar Jackson and say it's your fault.
Allen wasn't great. He
You
was all right. He wasn't
he's
great.
not the reason they lost. I'll put it that
He
way. Mahomes
made a lot of
gets
questionable throws.
Mahomes is able 17 times a year, or 5 to 10 times, even more than that, be just okay. And his defense and his receivers bail him out. Josh Allen needed one time for his defense to bail him out. He couldn't get it. You know, Tim McAuliffe, he said all season long, the Kansas City Chiefs never once scored 30 points or more.
Yeah, that's a known thing. That was the first time.
And they scored 30 points. 31 or whatever it was.
32.
Yeah. I don't know. It sucks. This just sucks. Jack, or Patrick Mahomes, I think he's an okay guy in real life. I don't know. I hate his family.
You like, yeah, Josh Allen had his moment. I'm like, this is Mo Allen's moment. Will he rise to it? The answer was no. He did not.
The answer was sort of. Dalton Kincaid needs to make that catch.
Yeah,
It's
yeah.
catchable. It's a catchable ball. He did his job on the play. He gave his receiver, Dalton Kincaid, a pretty good tight end, not elite, but like a Jason Witten of right now. A good, not great tight end. He gave him a chance to catch the ball. Wasn't a perfect throw, but that was because he had 27 defenders bearing down on him.
Isn't Witten like almost a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, but like at the end.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm using a stereotypical white archetype of like a slow tight end. He's not fast. I don't know. It sucks. I'm not happy. It's gonna be a week and a half of pain
Yeah.
in the media.
Now
Ugh,
we have
save
to
us,
go.
save us.
No games this weekend. Other than the Pro Bowl, you gonna watch, Joseph?
Fuck no, I'd rather die.
Anyways, we're gonna start with Pete Carroll, because that's my guy. Hired
Yeah.
as the Las Vegas Raiders head coach.
Well, Tom Brady already owns him, so you
Hey, watch
know.
it. I love the hire, actually. I really do.
That's good. That's good.
I and that may be biased, but they kind of need some structure, Vegas, to their organization. They've been so dysfunctional for forever, and I think Brady was a big part of the hiring process, and he realized that, and he's seen the success that Carroll's had, not only in Seattle but at USC too. Before he went to Seattle, he's been a head coach in New York, I believe, and or New England, either or, maybe
Something
both.
like that. He's got experience. That's the point. They can't go with another rookie.
Yeah, I like to hire, to be honest.
Yeah, they can't go. You have to go with someone uncontroversial. Their last two has been Antonio Pierce, totally untested, and John Gruden, who was controversial to say the least. They need to go someone safe. Proven track record. They got what? Do they have the first pick?
Six.
Oh, right. They fell down.
Yeah.
So you can still get a good player there.
I think
They're
they
going to
might
need a
trade up.
quarterback.
I think
They're going to need a
they're in
quarterback.
a prime position to trade up and go get a quarterback.
Yeah, we'll see. So, you know, Pete Carroll's
I
a good coach. Thing is, are they going to neglect the O-line?
think that's more of a John Schneider thing at this point. Might be proven at that
I thought
point.
Pete Carroll had some level of football operations control.
With the Seahawks?
Yeah.
Yeah, he
Thought he
kind of
had
did.
some level.
He did.
So he can shoulder a bit of
But
that.
John Schneider still hasn't been
Yes, I
able to
know.
build
That
a
was his
program
MO. He's
himself.
like, O-line play doesn't matter. And then I'd see like Russell Okung get murdered every game.
Okung was actually decent.
George Fant.
Okay, yeah, he sucked. You wanna know talk about a shit O-line player? That's Jermaine Ifedi. That's
Yes, that's who I was literally in my mind as you were saying. I'm like, there was a guy they spent a first round pick on, and he was just
Yeah.
so unplayable,
A end of the
unplayably
fir end
bad.
of the first round, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
No, I like the hire. One hire I don't like, Brian Schottenheimer to the
Yeah, it's weird
Cowboys.
as fuck. Well, Jerry Jones would rather die than hire a black head coach,
Or
but
just hire a
someone
coach that
good.
wants some control or something.
Nope. That's the thing with Dallas. If you're a coach, you have to accept that you're not the man. You're not the decider. You're not the face of the franchise. That's always going to be Jerry Jones, who hasn't accomplished anything in 30 years.
Just
So,
such an uninspiring hire. Considering like the Cowboys offense wasn't that great this
well,
year.
like at least Mike McCarthy had a track record, won a Super Bowl. There was like a thought process behind the deal, that deal. Not this time around. So I say 4 years, and he's gone. 3 or 4 years.
That's generous. Ooh,
I
for
know.
the Cowboys.
Well, McCarthy lasted like six, and they did nothing in the playoffs.
Well, I think
Jason Garrett
McCarthy is
lasted 10.
I think McCarthy is a little bit underrated.
Jason Garrett, who was not underrated, lasted like nine.
Yeah, good point.
So, anyway.
We'll see. And then one I'm totally on the fence about, Liam Cohen to the Jags. What a weird situation, by the
Well,
way.
Jags are just such a screwed up franchise. I don't think anyone. I thought Doug Peterson would do great there, and I know he had one good year, but
Did you see what like happened and it transpired in this situation?
Yeah, he said he was out of the process, then he was back in, and then the GM was fired.
Well, yeah,
Big
and he
screw
was
up.
well. So it was he took himself out, was getting an extension from the Bucs to be the highest paid OC in the league. Then the GM got fired, or they're parted ways, quote unquote.
Yeah, bulky.
And now he's the next day he was back in the race in Jacksonville, meeting with the team with the intent to take the job. And the Buccaneers were trying to contact him, and he was ghosting them.
Weird.
And then he got back to him. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm taking the job. Sorry, guys."
Jacksonville's one of those teams where like you can never see them be good. I just can't envision it. Like it's
Yeah.
one of those intangible things where it's like, I have no like data to back it up. I can never
It's it's
imagine them being good.
it's like the Hornets in the NBA.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. Small market. They have a franchise player, but they go after coach after coach after coach. They can't find a co-star. Fan support is tepid. They're just, I can't ever imagine them being good.
Just moved to London already.
That'll never happen. London, Ontario?
No. I don't know if you saw his presser at all. Oh my God. He had
Oh,
the
like the GM contradicted him or something.
No,
Or am
no,
I
no.
thinking of somebody else?
No. This is he was like just talking about like the community and stuff, and like he's like, yeah, the fans, the community. And he's like, Duval. It's just
Oh
so
God.
cringe and awkward. It's
Yeah.
going pretty viral right now. And holy shit,
Well,
like
he's trying to be Dan Campbell, right?
I
Or
just
Nick
don't
Sirianni.
like he's such a nerd, it seems like a offensive nerd. But like I
It's
can't
so
tell if he's
rare.
gonna do good or if he just like is such a weirdo that it's not gonna work.
Duval.
Like
That's
he just
funny.
seems so awkward. Like Ben Johnson, I thought was gonna be awkward. Ben Johnson, and
Yeah,
when
but
I
he's like
saw
a
him walking around,
genius, so he can get away with it.
yeah, when I saw Ben Johnson walking around like in Chicago talking to everyone, he didn't seem awkward at all. Seemed like a chill dude, and he actually had some like, Dan Campbell in him, like
Well,
some
Sean
hoorah
McVay's
kind
a
of.
bit of a dork, but he can get away with
But
it
he's
because
got
he's.
hoorah in him. He knows how to motivate people. Liam Cohen, I don't get that vibe from.
Mike McDonald's a colossal dork, but he's got kind of a bit of a cool to him, with his vape pen. Not that I think that's cool, but I mean.
McDaniel, you're saying.
What did I say?
You said McDonald.
Yeah, I'm Dolphins. That's who I'm
Yeah,
thinking
I was
of.
thinking
That's
Seahawks. I'm
always
like,
gonna screw me up.
what are you talking about,
I
McDaniel?
can't, gun to my head, I couldn't tell you what Mike McDonald looked like.
Really?
And that's a good thing, because underrated are a little bit. I know he's white.
Okay. Cohen, if I had to grade these three, I'd go like Carroll like a B plus. Cohen at like a C plus. And Schottenheimer's like a D. I don't like the Cowboys hire at
Yeah,
all.
that's basically what I would have. I don't have any faith in the Cowboys turning anything around.
I think Pete Carroll can get like the culture going in for Las Vegas again, and then probably be there for like maybe 3, 4 years, retire, and hopefully that he like builds up a successor while he's there. And who knows, maybe a Seahawks reunion in Las Vegas, because apparently him and Russ are good now.
Okay.
They've cleared the air. And Russ is a free agent, and they obviously need a quarterback. Who knows? Maybe Bobby Wagner wants to go to
Maybe.
Vegas, lead the
Let's get
defense
Richard
there.
Sherman out of retirement while we're at it. Bring back the whole gang.
I've heard
Get Brandon Browner out of prison.
I've heard Daryl Bevel is being brought in to interview for the
Oh
OC
God.
job, and he was
He's
the
the one, Nathan, as you know. Do you know what I'm alluding to?
He's the one who called the play.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't need to go over the play, what it was, but
how do you call that play? Anyway, who cares? They're in goal line formation,
hey,
I know.
And you know what? Respect for Pete Carroll for owning up and saying it was my call.
Okay.
That's
You're the head coach. I mean, bare minimum.
I mean, would you not? Like, would you let your OC go through shit? Be like, nah,
yes.
It was his. Like, if
yes,
they got
I'm
asked
a
who's playing
championship
call, was it,
winner.
would you be like, it was his. I didn't call
Yeah,
it.
especially because I have a championship background. I'm invincible. Anyway,
Okay.
doesn't matter.
MLB. I guess quickly we'll go over Profar 3-year, $42 million, we'll start with.
Sure.
To the Braves.
Yeah, another good deal by Anthopoulos.
I didn't think he would go for that cheap.
Nope. Anthopoulos is really smart. I think Georgia, there's minimum, if any, state taxes. They're a perennially good team. They have a new ballpark, young core, youngish core, championship pedigree. Everyone loves Brian Snitker. So they're a destination in a way that the Blue Jays just aren't, and they're not going to be. So maybe he chose, I mean, $54 million over 3 years. I mean, you'd never see me again if
Oh,
I was offered
it was
that.
42.
42, whatever.
It was cheap.
Yeah, I mean, good deal. And he can play anywhere. And he's got a bit of a fuck you to him, which I can appreciate.
Their outfield is kind of sick now. Profar, Michael Harris, Acuna, if he's healthy. Or
and
maybe
Ozuna.
it's Acuna DHing and Ozuna's in left. I don't know.
Well, God, Ozuna can't field. So
yeah,
maybe Ozuna DHs. But, yeah, so good deal for them. I would have loved that Profar for the Blue Jays. I would have loved it.
Yeah, but we got Santander, who's probably playing
Yes,
left,
that's
same
correct.
position. So
Yeah.
it's what it is. And then Ryan Pressly gets traded from I haven't seen a trade package actually yet, but I know he was traded to the Cubs. Bit of a situation, so to say. Considering he had a full no move, I believe, and had to waive it. And why can I not see Pressly? What's going on here?
Me in 1977 to get it because that's when Elvis died. But yeah, Ryan Pressly's a good closer. It's weird because the Cubs don't spend money on closers. That's kind of something they don't like doing because the Cubs, despite being one of the most valuable franchises in the MLB and having a shit ton of money, they don't like spending. Like Jeff Passan's great article the other day on money deferrals and the Dodgers. Like he took quotes from Tom Ricketts, the owner of the Cubs, and he's like, "Yeah, our entire goal is to break even for the year in terms of money." And I'm like, "What the fuck? You're the Cubs. Outside of like the Dodgers and Yankees, I don't think I see any more baseball hats than Cubs hats. Like they're a global brand. I mean, how? What are you talking about break even? You have Wrigley Field. You sell out every game. You have a nice TV contract. But they're kind of a weird team where they should spend more, but they don't.
Yeah, my Wi-Fi is like dying on me. I'm trying to find the trade.
I'll just pull it up. Hold on. Ryan Pressly trade.
Yeah, for a pitching prospect. Houston is sending Chicago money to cover his $14 million salary.
Okay. No
they're
wonder
paying
he's
$8.5 million of it.
Okay. Just some Class A pitcher. 20-year-old in Class A. Okay. 366.
Now, what I've heard is they are trying to open up money to go get Bregman again.
I don't know. I think they would have done that by now.
Yeah. And it is interesting because Pressly, I don't think would have waived. But he kind of hates the GM now, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Because apparently he kind of was pissed off that they signed Hader.
Right.
And took, yeah.
Odd. Very odd.
Yeah, general manager said it fractured his relationship with Pressly.
Interesting, because like Presley's good, but he's not like insanely good.
No, but he's just been around for a while, I guess.
Yep. Yep, so, you know. Good closers are important. That's why the Blue Jays signed Jeff Hoffman.
And all of his shoulder issues.
Exactly.
And then Pete Alonso. I'll touch on Estevez, I guess, quick, because 2-year, $22 million today to the Royals.
Good
Royals
move.
Have been spending past couple of years. I kind of like
Yeah,
him.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
I think isn't Mahomes a minority owner there? So okay, there's some, they got some money. Well, every MLB team has a shit ton of money. They just refuse to spend it. But yeah, good for small market teams putting themselves out there, and they're being rewarded for it. They got a nice core.
Yeah, and they made the playoffs last year.
Fun, fun, fun.
And then Alonso, we're waiting on whatever.
This is just or Scott Boras leaning on John Heyman with his mystery teams and with his speculation. They're just trying to squeeze as much money as they possibly can out of the New York Mets. He's going back. That's my prediction. They're using the Blue Jays as leverage. I don't know how. Maybe the Blue Jays aren't even in that deep for all I know, but they're just trying to get more money. He's going to go back. That's my prediction. And they're just dragging it out to get a few extra dollars.
I think it's going to be like a 3-3 deal or whatever it was again.
Yeah,
Or
something like that. Something stupid.
like a
Like their
three, I think
Correa
it's going to
deal.
be, I think it's going to be like the Bellinger deal.
Yeah.
Like
Because
the 3-year,
one
like
day,
70 million or whatever with options.
players are going to realize that employing Scott Boras is high risk, high reward. Sometimes it works and you get a shit ton of money. Sometimes you piss everybody off and have to accept lesser deals.
Yeah.
Remember Jordan Montgomery? That was a
I've
screw up.
heard people, or I've heard apparently agents are approaching Alonso being like, hey, do you want to come? You want to employ me instead? Are you pissed off with Boris kind of thing? And
Yeah.
he's turning them all away right now, sounds like, but.
Yeah. Scott Boras is a plague on the game. He's one of the reasons there's going to be a lockout in the next couple of years, for sure.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, kind of quiet MLB week. I don't really think there was anything
Yeah,
else.
I hate the MLB offseason. We're only like, I think, 2.5 weeks away from pitchers and catchers.
Yeah, it's usually right
Literally.
after the Super Bowl.
Yep, so that's always fun. Oh, also, Ha-Seong Kim went to the Rays today.
Yes, that did happen.
So,
Classic weird Rays signing.
I know. I mean, he's going to hit 30 home runs and win a gold glove. But I mean, like, yeah. I mean, cool. They don't have a ballpark and they're still spending money. So, some money. But, you know, it's the Rays. They're going to find a way to be good.
Let's start with, I guess, Jimmy again in the NBA.
Yeah, I'm going to make this short and sweet. You are not good enough anymore to be pulling this shit. You are not carry a team to the final Jimmy Butler anymore. You can't shoot. You're old. It's not 2020 anymore. This isn't the Minnesota Timberwolves where you're a joke of a franchise and you can run roughshod over them. This is a team in the Heat where they want to win. Charles Barkley said it the other day. You want to go up against Pat Riley? That's fine. You're going to lose. You can't beat Pat Riley in this is his game. He did the same thing to Dwayne Wade. He wouldn't give him a contract extension. And good thing he did because Dwayne Wade was cooked. Jimmy Butler is making $50 million a year and he's pissing it away. I wouldn't give him anything above 25, 20 to 25 after this year. He's not that player anymore. He's acting like a petulant child. I think they got sick of his stunts there with the coffee machine in the bubble, with his stupid hairstyles every year. I think they were like, you know what, Jimmy, you're not worth this. You're not good enough anymore. And Jimmy's like, what? I'm one of the best players in the league. I think he's a little deluded about how good he is at this point of his career. And, you know, it's done. Just trade him. Get it over with. Send him to the Spurs or some shit. I don't care. End my pain and my suffering. I can't stand the store anymore. He's been suspended, what now, four times? Three or four separate times? Ridiculous.
Yeah, three times by the team in the past month or so. This one, yeah, Jimmy is pissing me off. It's pissing probably them off a lot, and it's too much. Kind of it's NBA diva shit. This is also on the Miami Heat though.
To an extent,
A little bit. They've let this linger for too long. Why have you not traded him yet?
because he's not worth $50 million anymore. You know how hard it is to move big contracts in the
Well, no,
NBA?
they were asking for a lot, apparently, from what it
Good.
sounds like. And they were not getting a lot because everyone's like, no, Jimmy's not worth this anymore. So now it sounds like he's going to get traded for like pennies on the dollar.
Yeah. I don't know.
So, like, I don't get why this hasn't been done for a bit now. And now he's suspended till the deadline. It'll probably get traded by then. You would think. Because if they don't trade him, oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know. Just move on. Just end it. It's done. The heat culture, it's finished.
De'Aaron Fox is apparently gonna the Kings are gonna listen to offers because apparently he doesn't want to resign.
Yeah, why
And
would he? They've screwed up so
yeah.
many times past year.
And
They were
apparently
such a fun
he
team.
has a preferred destination in mind of the
The
San
San Antonio
Antonio
Spurs.
Spurs. I wonder why he wants to go there, Joseph.
Yeah, I guess he wants to play with Keldon Johnson. I mean, what can I
Oh yeah,
say?
man. Well, I think Keldon Johnson's likely gonna get traded the other way if that happens, but
Yeah, I mean, they were so fun to watch the past few years, Sacramento, because they were so bad for like 20 years. Ever since 2002, where they got screwed by Tim Donaghy and the refs. Light the beam. That was so much fun. It looked like they finally had a proper head coach in Mike Brown. Sabonis fit in there so well, despite the foolish Halliburton trade. Yes, it was a win-win for a while, but it's not working this year. The DeRozan signing didn't work. Who'd have thunk it? I mean, it's sad for Sacramento fans because they're kind of like Charlotte. Small market. They're not a destination. I don't know. I don't know if they're ever going to be good. They're not going to be good for a long time if they trade De'Aaron Fox.
I have cooked up the luxury of a trade for you.
Okay.
To it might be for less because Fox's value might like the Spurs might have to pay less considering he's like he's gonna sign you with us anyways. Why would we give up any assets kind of thing? But that he's not a free agent until next offseason though. That's key, something to keep in mind as well. But I cooked up a trade today. When you tell me your thoughts, they have a boatload of first round picks, I realized. But to the Kings goes Keldon Johnson, Stephen Castle, Jeremy Sochan, a 2025 unprotected first from Atlanta,
Okay.
and a 2026 top 10 protected from San Antonio for De'Aaron Fox straight up.
It's about right. I think I actually like Keldon Johnson a lot. I think he's underrated. He's actually the pick the Raptors sent in the Kawhi
I'm a
trade.
l little worried they might not want Keldon and will want Vassell instead.
Yeah, I could see that.
But I think if you're the Spurs, you got to try and hold on to Vassell and get rid of
Like
Keldon.
Sochan's nothing special. The first rounder from Atlanta really depends on what direction they want to go to. Like, are they going to keep Trae Young? I don't know if they lose Trae
Well,
Young.
it's this year too. They'll keep in mind.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it's an interesting trade. I mean, De'Aaron Fox and Wemby would be so much fun. Although or not Wemby, Fox isn't much of a shooter. He's just so fast.
You don't
So
really kind of, that's the thing about Wemby, because Wemby can shoot, that you don't necessarily need a shooting point guard next to him.
yeah, no, you don't. But that'd be fun. And we know the NBA is desperate for Wemby to get good quick with all the
Yes.
ratings decline.
Yeah, because they definitely need their next star, because
Well,
LeBron
Zion
and
didn't
Steph are on their
work.
way out.
Paolo's not that guy.
Well,
I
he's in
mean,
Orlando.
I
All
know, but
the good players like that have that potential are just in two small
Ja.
markets.
Yeah. Well, God,
Jaw,
you know that kills
Ant.
Adam Sindler. Well, Minnesota's medium,
I
but
wouldn't call them that big for NBA. They've been bad for a couple of years, like
that's
before
why this
Ant came
Cooper
around.
Flagg draft is so important. See if they can get Washington back on track. Fucking Raptors keep winning, pissing me off.
Yeah, that what's it, seven of their
They
last eight
won.
now?
So I think that's five in a row.
I think seven of their last eight they've won. It's like, what
God,
are we
stop
doing, guys?
winning, stop winning, stop winning, stop, 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 stop. I mean,
Yeah.
they're not going to get him anyway. What a team that I've cheered for has
No.
literally never gotten a first overall pick in my life.
Nice
So,
11
alas.
rebounds from Valanciunas, I guess, but
JV brought a tear to my eye seeing him today. I miss that guy.
quickly before we
Emmanuel
kind of
quickly.
wrap up, I'm trying to find the dunk contest
Ugh.
participants.
Quickly, my thoughts on the dunk contest. You know why it doesn't work? Because Aaron Gordon got fucked all those years ago. Then he got fucked again. And now the star player is like, you know what? I don't need this. I don't need to be embarrassed on a national stage because people don't know how to properly judge. And LeBron says he's never going to do it because he's afraid he's going to lose. And that's why stars don't do it. Now I have to see Mac McClung, who should be playing with Bronny James in the G League. So, no interest from my behalf.
Yeah, so it's. I can't find the list itself.
Well, it's like Mac McClung and like a few other bums. Like, there's literally no good players. None of them are objectively good. Therefore, I don't care.
It's Mac McClung, Andre Jackson Jr. of the Milwaukee Bucks, Because I'm sure many people know who that is.
I was thinking of Andre Ingram, that Laker guy who
Mattis
sold.
Bouzelis of the Bulls,
Who?
rookie. He was my rookie of the year pick. Shut up.
Right.
And Stephon Castle.
Vaguely know who that is.
Well, he's probably in contention for rookie of the year, considering the rookie of the race sucks, though.
Boring. I just don't care.
It's so like I don't care for it. I don't want to
No,
watch this.
me
Who
neither.
does?
I don't even like the all I don't like really any all-star game. I like skills competitions, but I mean, like, you can't get me to care when that's the lineup. Sorry. I know Mac McClung does a whole bunch of cool things typically, and he's 6'2", so that's kind of cool. But I mean, who cares? I don't care. Rising Stars, I don't care either because they don't try.
Yeah, so Rising Stars, the roster sucks to me.
Well, my boy Grady Dick is there.
Yeah, you got Wemby, you got Grady Dick. Wemby doesn't need to play in this game though. He shouldn't. Like, why is he? Bilal Coulibaly,
Who?
Keontae George, Scoot Henderson, Trayce Jackson-Davis, Jaime Jaquez Jr., Derek Lively, Brandon Miller. Well, he's hurt now, so he won't play. Amen Thompson and Cason Wallace. Like,
God,
seriously.
the state of young players in this league.
No,
I know this is like
and
the
then
worst.
wait till you hear the rookies. Alex Sarr and Bub Carrington from the Wizards.
Bub.
Stephon Castle, Tristan Da Silva, Zach Edey and Jalen Wells from the Grizzlies.
Okay.
Dalton Connect, Connect Four. Jared McCain was selected, but he's not going to play because he's injured. Yves Missi, I forget how, I think that's how you say his name. And Zachary Risacher.
You want to know
Yeah.
how bad this Rising Stars class is? You want to know the benchmark? They invited Bronny. They
Wait,
invited
did
him.
they?
He's not going to. He opted out. But they were going to invite Bronny. And he's like, no, I don't deserve it.
Okay, good. I'm like, Bronny, I haven't seen yet, but like, God, no, he
God,
shouldn't be
no.
there.
I mean, hey, he's playing well in the G League. Good for you. I mean, second round pick, you better play well
He
in the
could be
G
like
League.
a G League player for like, because you know they take
That'd
like
be
a
stupid.
no, because remember they take a couple G League players and put them on a team,
I know. But,
so
like,
he
just
could
leave him
like.
be. He just needs to play. And not at the NBA level, because that was embarrassing the other night. I know
Yesterday,
Tyrese Maxey's incredibly good, but that was embarrassing. Like, Stephen A. Smith was ripping him to shreds. And Stephen A.'s a bit of a bronze sexual. So, you know, it's hard to get people to those bronze sexuals.
he's an MJ guy first over Braun.
Yes, but he's still a bronze sexual. Like, he literally prefaced this whole thing, his whole rant, by saying, LeBron, I have so much respect for you. This isn't an indictment on you as a person, as a player. I respect you so much. I think you're a great father. Like, okay, chill out. But I mean, kind of ridiculous in my opinion.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, it's just gross. I have no desire to watch. I don't
Me
have
neither.
a ton of desire to watch NBA as a whole right now, just because the Raptors like aren't good. My interest wavers when they're not good. And there's just no like interesting storylines I really care about. Like maybe SGA, but how easy is it to watch Thunder games where we are?
No, I mean, very hard. I don't know. And Four Nations is coming up, like right at the same time, basically. So
Wait, when is All-Star
it's
Weekend?
like the, it'll be right about the same time. That's my point. But I don't know. I just don't. NBA, like this Raptors Wizards game, I watched the whole first quarter. That's like as much as I've watched any basketball this year. But God, the ads on the court are disgusting.
Oh yeah, the winning team in the Rising Stars tournament as well will be the fourth All-Star team because they're doing four teams this year.
They're gonna get destroyed. Well, no one tries, so who knows? Anyway, another L in the NBA marketing department.
February
You see
14th,
Adams?
so yeah.
Okay, so that's like right at the start.
Literally in the middle of Four Nations.
You see Adam Silver was like, yeah, I'm a big fan of shortening the quarters to 10 minutes.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, and like, well, okay, well, there goes like 6 minutes of betting ads from each games. I mean, I don't know. Adam Silver once a year comes up with some stupid rule that people hate, and then he never mentions it again.
Well, if it gets people like players playing more games, then I don't hate it.
It's an
Like,
epidemic.
did you see the Embiid stat yesterday?
40% or
Missed
47%, whatever it is.
47% of his
Yeah.
career's games. Like, wow.
Like, it's an epidemic. And now some people like Kawhi, you just can't play. Like, there are some players who
I
their
think
injuries are
Embiid falls
so
in this
fucked.
category now too.
He was hurt from the He missed his whole rookie year.
Yeah.
Like it, he has not had one healthy season.
He, at this point, I don't think he has like any knees. He basically has to sit out to
Don't be
be.
300 pounds then.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyways, you got anything else you want to add this week?
Nope, not particularly. Hopefully the Canucks don't get whacked by the Preds. I
It's
mean,
1-1 after first, but we'll see.
we'll see. Noah Juulsen minus one in his return.
Oh, of course. I actually was curious. I'm like, what is our record with Juulsen and what is our record without? I will pull it up for you right now. It's not good. It's not good.
No, I can't imagine it would be.
So with Noah Juulsen in our lineup, we are 11, 13, and 8. Without Noah Juulsen, we are 11, 4, and 2.
Good Lord.
Why is he still in our lineup?
Big right hand.
Why is DP Eating coming out tonight? Is my question.
Oh, he was
One.
scratched? That's who they scratched?
Yep, he
Good
was scratched
Lord.
for him.
Good Lord.
I kind of hope we lose so that Tocket has to play him.
Now I'll blame Höglander.
After scoring, too. Yeah.
He scored the other day. Remember that game against Winnipeg where they got killed and he was only goal scorer? He played the least of anybody that game. It was kind of
Yeah.
funny.
That was a snipe, though.
Yeah. Anyways, I think that just about wraps
Next
things.
week, next week, next week, next week is. Would it be Four Nations preview next week?
Yeah, I think it would be the well.
When's that start? It's the 12th, I know, but I'm trying to figure out what.
We'll start talking about it.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, I guess because we'll be recording in 2 weeks would be the Four Nations start. So we can preview it, I guess.
Okay.
Then and then Super Bowl preview comes next week.
And prediction.
We're getting kind of close to MLB predictions slowly.
Yep, that's right. I mean, fuck. I mean, I don't honestly don't even want to do that till the end of spring training because there's still gonna be free agents and shit.
Well, I just want to go like division by division, I think, first.
Okay.
We take
We
our
can do
time with
that.
it.
We can do that.
And then NBA will probably there'll be all-star rosters announced by then that we can react to. Because the
Sounds
starters came
good.
out. Wemby
Yep.
got snubbed from starting.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Yeah, but anyways, got this far. Appreciate you listening. And we will see you next week. Peace out.
Farewell.